Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me this morning for the White Way radio program. How have you been? I hope you are doing fine. How did you spend the Thanksgiving Day? I'm sure all of you enjoyed the day with your family and friends in appreciation of Thanksgiving. Before my talk, I would like to express my sincere sympathy to the people in Philippines who suffered due to the natural disaster like Tohoku, Japan. In all, more than 11 million people were estimated to be affected by Haiyan, one of the most powerful storms ever to reach shore. Most of the death occurred on the islands of Leyte and Samar. Tacloban, the Leyte provisional capital, was hit especially hard because of massive storm surges. Many victims were swept away in the churning water or drowned in their homes. I say Namo Amitabha. Well, since I became the Pearl City Hongganju resident minister, 1 year and 3 months have already passed. Time swiftly passes. When I moved here, I thought about what things I want to bring or not, you know, but, oh, I need this or I need that. Seeing that, eventually I brought all of them. And I tried to keep things neat and tidy in order, but I couldn't do that. I still have stacks of paper and books in my room. As a result, I always have to look for something. How do I manage to do that? I learned from Tom Noonan's system. He stated, if you don't have where a document is, it might as well not exist. In the same way, the teaching of the Buddha reminds me as follows. Do not seek to avoid or postpone it till tomorrow. By acting now, one can live a good day. Anyway, what is the most important thing in your life? Does money, property, and health guarantee a meaningful life? If someone asks you, how do you answer? Some people say, of course my family, or money, property. I think you have so many different answers, but I honestly believe that everybody is able to agree that life being or being alive is the most important thing. Therefore, we try to be healthy, to exercise, and be careful about what we want, we eat. Is there something more important than we have been doing to be happy and healthy for each of us? Surely, money and property can make our life more comfortable, but they unfortunately are not able to solve the basic and crucial issue of our suffering. What's most important is the path which we live the truth. It is said that human being lives in all solitude. Solitude means even if you have lived with the other's family together, we are alone. You are alone. Even if you are alone, originally human being is solitary. You always think about that. Nobody understands your feeling when you are facing that difficulty. Each of us cannot live by exchanging places with someone else. Unfortunately, even with parents and a child, husband and wife. It is difficult to understand each other. Husband is husband, wife is wife, and a child is child. Nobody can take your place. Each of us has to take responsibility for our own life. We have much freedom, skills, health, food, security, and sustainable material things to live. However, we have to feel about how we are blessed with a countless number of things in our daily lives. If someone tells you, you look young for your age, I'm sure that you felt happy and smiled. Don't you think so? Once I read an article written by a doctor. He said that the elderly couples were living a very careful and a healthy life. When they became 70 plus years old, they told the doctor, "Doctor, we are truly grateful. We could live over 80 years old. We are so happy. We want to live even 90 years old and 100 years old." But 2 years later, a husband showed symptoms of dementia. The end of the year, instead of making preparations for the new year, her husband made an arrangement for his funeral. His symptoms became worse every day. And also, she worried about herself. Am I going to become like him too? She couldn't sleep very well. Under stress, her wife got sick. She went to see the doctor and said, "Doctor, I told you before, we are so happy to have longevity, but now I don't think so." What do you think about that? The Buddha's teaching teaches us nobody avoids old age, sickness, and death. When everything always goes the way that we want, it is the best. It is okay. The reality is there is more hardship than happiness. If we have the feeling that, "Oh, I was so happy to be born as a human being. My life has been very happy. Our life will shine." When we take the point of view to see things just as they are, the heart and the mind of gratitude nurtures from there. We are in